KCLU News, I'm Lance Orozco. Those are the sounds of the Santa Barbara Symphony. Like many arts groups, the coronavirus crisis has disrupted its plans, but it's improvised to come up with new ones. Maestro Nir Cabaretti admits it's been very disappointing for the symphony to not be able to perform for its audiences in the traditional way.
You're absolutely right. It's a different reality. We are always programming so much ahead. I normally would know 2 years ahead what are the programs, and we don't know what will be next week. It is a tough time. At the same time, you know, we find new ways to connect with our friends, followers, supporters.
So you guys have gotten very creative. Talk about this first event that you have planned for October.
We wanted to open with a big symphony by Beethoven, but we have to change plans. We cannot feature so many people on stage, certainly not a chorus. So we're doing a cabaret evening that will feature our symphony, about 25 musicians, Broadway star Lisa Roman, and hosted by our own celebrity, Leslie Zemeckis. And we will perform music from Gershwin, Bernstein, and Lloyd Webber. It will be performed on the Granada stage, but we will not have audience. We will stream it to people's living room.
How hard is that? Because I know that performers thrive on the reaction from the audiences.
Lance, you just touched one of the most difficult points. How do you perform without audience? This is something that is new to us. It's not a normal concert. It's a different thing, and we are excited to explore it together. For the fall, for the beginning of the winter, we don't expect audience at the hall, but from January, we hope circumstances will allow us to have a small audience socially distanced, and we work with our authorities about 30% of the capacity.
That's Maestro Nir Cabaretti with the Santa Barbara Symphony. You can find more information on the symphony's reimagined season on our website, kclu.org. Stay up to date 24/7 with news on the Central and South Coast on Twitter at KCLU News and at kclu.org.